Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and Neil and I are here this morning to speak with you regarding your personal questions, provide psychic answers to them, and also to discuss our ongoing topic, which is spiritual superficiality. This is our third episode devoted to that topic. So we're going to be doing that, and then, of course, getting to your calls in about 15 to 20 minutes. And we do see that we have callers in the queue. Thank you so much for joining us. 225. Area code, if you could press 1 if you'd like to speak with us, then we will know that you would like a reading. Also, keeping your place in the queue is good because I do take callers in the order that they are received. So we ask that you do keep your place in line. If you have not already done so, you may join us right here on Blog Talk Radio by following our show. You can click on the follow button. You can also find our Facebook and our Twitter links on site as well. Link to Neil's books on Amazon.com. And for more in-depth conversation than the radio show can accommodate, 562-596-7818. But where we left off, Neil, and 303 just came in, 303, if you could press 1. 225, I'm not sure if you heard me, but press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. I'm not sure if we have people listening, just listening, or if they want readings. 303, I see that you have your hand raised, so we're getting to your calls in about 15 to 20 minutes. Where did we leave off on Wednesday, Neil?
Well, we're talking about this superficiality of the spirit, how we have polluted and sort of distorted the aspect of what true spirit is. We've almost turned it into a material energy more than a spiritual energy. We think we have a spiritual energy behind it, but as soon as there is want or desire regarding the spirit itself, you've deviated from the true aspect of the spirit. That isn't to say that you can't have spirituality in your life on the planet. And there can't be spirit in your attitude. There can't be spirit in your creativity. And there can't be spirit in your wants and desires. But the true essence of spirituality has nothing to do with wants or desires.
And I think with the New Age movement, manifesting your desires became very confused in the idea of spirituality with concepts or movies like The Secret. We've talked about this on the show before. So people get very confused. And I know a lot of people that you deal with, clients and so on and so forth, really aren't in the element of spirit. They're trying to manifest their desires in their life, which is limiting when you're trying to move forward in a journey where you're eventually want to transcend off the planet.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing, you know, I'm all for creating or working with people, of course, when you're dealing with attitudes of the earth, the planet. You know, get me this guy, I want this job, when you see this happening, I want this. You know, those are all fine, and there's a place for them, but they're in the lower aspects of what true spirituality is. That isn't to say that we have to diminish them, but we just have to separate them, because true spirituality comes in a whole different attitude of thought.
So how do we balance our desires, Neil? Because one, we have to fulfill all the chakra systems. So we do have to have stability. We have to have a right attitude in relationships. We have to have creative expression, not only creative expression in spirituality, but we should be creative beings on the planet. We have to be balanced. We have to have communication be have activate our visionary energy, and of course the spiritual aspect. I mean, balancing those chakra needs with keeping a healthy sense of desire, and not falling into lower vibrational energy is challenging.
Well, to some extent, yes, it can be challenging if you're in conflict. The union, I mean, there is a union, so to speak, of spirit and matter. And when we have the union of spirit and matter, we have the union of body and soul. So, of course, we're living in the body, and we have to assume certain positions of the body. We have to eat, we have to sleep, we have to receive some sense of pleasure, security, survival. These are, and from that, those are matters of life. They're not matters of spirit, they're matters of pure life. And life does have its elevated sense of creativity and things like that. So we have that union that we need to work with. But when we have the union of matter and spirit, they are two different energies working in unison. That's what the union is all about. When we get into the union of energy, we're moving more from the linear assumption of life, which is the singularity of our physical existence, which could be clearly defined as our birth date and every day that follows our birth date until we die, and how we compose that life, as opposed to the higher elements of spirit. Now, the higher elements of spirit, basically you have to kind of go back to Thomas Aquinas. So we're talking about the gifts of spirit, which involves the intellect, so to speak. And it's going to be aspects of wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and counsel. Now, these are of the intellect. So when we gather wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and counsel, we're looking basically at the idea that these are elements of the spirit, not elements of the earth. We all can obtain wisdom according to the earth, but this is wisdom according to the spirit. And when we look at the spirit, then we're getting into basically the three remaining gifts, which is going to be more or less fortitude, piety, and fear of the Lord, fear that we are beneath God, and that we have to pay our respect to God, which is prompted by grace and belief and faith. So we're getting into those.
Let's not forget chastity.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just yeah. Kidding.
Well, we don't want to be, it's not a matter of being judged.
Right. I want to make that clear because we're not trying
to talk to Cher about chastity. I think she was.
Yeah, that was her daughter, now a man, actually.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's a different topic.
We're also getting into the ambiguous stages of interpretation, too, which is delightful to talk about. But when we're not dealing, it's a difficult decision, because when we talk about spirit being superficial, we're really we're not eliminating the idea of spirit or what spirituality is. We're just bringing it down to a level that is more earthbound, more material bound, more in the matter of matter. And that's where we have to kind of work with the energy. A lot of us can't immediately leap to that elevated sense of spirit in the essence of spirit. I was just talking to a client recently and I was describing the idea of spirit to the client, and the client just said, well, I know that about that, but that's not my concern. I want to know what's going to happen in this world to me. That's what I care about. And that's fine, because we're not, there's nothing wrong with working, because part of it is counsel, and part of it is charity, and part of it is helping. So when we're in the body of helping human beings, if somebody has a flat tire and I go, well, I'm not going to help you because it's not spiritual. Well, that's ridiculous. So, of course, there's an element of helping on a physical plane, and we don't always have to define and equate, well, what is spiritual, what is physical? but we should have a clear understanding, at least, of what is the essence of spirituality, which does not include really the essence, does not include anything that we would want according to our planetary values, our planetary needs. We're getting into more of a cosmic collective energy.
Right, because the spirit doesn't need or want. They don't want. The spirit does not need or want.
Does not need or want. There's no desire in the energy. The spirit doesn't need or want, or else we would have to say that what we have on the earth is so important to the spirit that we're going to take it with us. Our couch, our boyfriends, our cars, you know, our if things we created. Those things don't come with us. The essence of what comes with us is the essence of spirit, which is the true position of love, understanding, empathy to some extent, wisdom.
Love,
these are the
hope,
things, yeah,
faith.
These are the things that
chastity
that direct the intellect. So the intellect can still obtain a strong sense of magic and scientific knowledge. Even Einstein adhered to God, that there was something mystical, magical about the numbers, and physics was directed under the underlying essence of God. So we don't have to deviate from the concept of a higher being in order to be purely spiritual or purely material or purely physical. There's a union between the two energies, and of course we thank God we can exist on that union basis. But what we're not understanding, what I'm a little bit disturbed about, is how people are defining spirit. They don't seem to understand, or a lot of people don't seem to understand, that spirit does not involve want or need or buts. Yeah, I understand that, but the buts and the ifs, these are things that disturb the essence of spirit.
Spirit
is an absolute knowledge.
It's unconditional.
It is.
Spirituality is unconditional no matter what's occurring in one's life. And that's the test, to maintain that high level of spiritual connection no matter what's going on in your day-to-day existence.
That's right.
And it's very challenging. It can be very challenging. We're not here saying we're so great and above everyone else, but this is what the challenge of spirituality on the planet consists of.
Oh, yeah. It has nothing to do with the subjective level of our own thoughts. We're talking about virtue. We're talking about virtue of charity, virtue of faith,
integrity,
courage, hope. Yeah, these things are virtues that we carry within us to remind us that we are human beings striving towards a higher aspect of spirit, of the energy, that it isn't conditional. We don't have faith up to a certain point. We don't have courage up to a certain point. It's the idea that we transcend what would otherwise be limited by bodily thinking or by conditional thinking. So it's unconditional to that extent. And it's not a matter of where there's a beginning or an end. It's a continual cycle. It's a circle of energy. It's whole within itself and it's unbroken. And that's what the virtue of spirit is. And when we get into that area and we hold on to that as we live in the world and we make that our guiding principle, then we do have a union, so to speak, of spirit and matter.
Right.
I don't know. You know, I mean, those are just certain aspects of how we're defining, at least on our show, what is the purity of spirituality and how it's reduced to something a little bit more superficial. And we tend to make the mistake that we still equate that with pure spirituality. And I'm sure there are people out there who are saying, well, I that's common sense. I know that. But I still want to know what I want. You see, the confusion there is that we tend to reduce it by reducing it to such a level that it's minimized, that it isn't, it's like an afterthought. Well, I understand that, but here's the more important matter. And so we tend to minimize spirit even as we proceed in our dialogue about how we're existing on the planet. And that's the discussion of spirit is everlasting. There's no end to it. You study it, you study the word, you study scripture, you study literature on spirit. These are lifelong endeavors that we keep reminding us of where we're going, not where we are, but where we're going, which is beyond the planet, ultimately.
Right. And there's a big difference between being interested in spirituality and dabbling in it and fully walking in the walk of spirit. And I can attest to that in my connection with you, Neil. Before I met you, I was always interested in spirituality, but there's a big transformation that's gone on personally in my life. And I'm not going to say, you know, I don't desire things or want things, but really the most important thing is to continue in the journey of spirituality, opening my third eye, and putting my emphasis on my service, my role of service on the planet to other people. So,
yeah, I mean,
huge change for me.
Well, yes, as you
not that I didn't, not that I wasn't of service before in what I was doing, mm-hmm. but there's been a big shift. There's been a big shift in self-focus, et cetera, as you know.
Right, because as we establish a firmness of mind, it doesn't mean we reduce ourselves from having universal thought. So the universal thought, that expanding thought of the universe, of spirit, of energies beyond the planet, doesn't mean that by having a firmness of thought that you've reduced yourself to thinking on only one level.
Right.
A lot of religious people, they tend to say, well, they're restrict, they're narrow-minded. We're not talking about religion. We're talking about our discussion is on spirit and the gifts of the spirit and the virtues and attributes of the spirit, which becomes a universal, forever expanding dialogue, not something that's confined, you know, what gender is going to go into what bathroom, or, you know, is abortion legal or not? It is not a matter of rules and regulations. It's a matter of exploring deeply into the intellect without losing the integrity of having a spirit and having a sort of devotion and dedication to God.
Okay, Neil, we've got to get to some of our callers here. Gosh, we've lost a couple of people, but that's okay. So everybody in the queue is going to be getting gets the queue. I forgot to mention how sad we are about Prince's death. Ah, very sad. And there was also another great loss in the music industry, Lonnie Mack, who was a blues guitarist. And of course, when people die on the same day, it's often overshadowed, but both very prolific and gave a lot in the creative vein to us here on the planet. So we wish them well on their journey. And China. Also, the WWF wrestler died, I think, previously, the day before these two died. So,
yeah. Kind of
well wishes to her. Sure. Okay, so here we go. 214 first, 303, then 513, and then 951. All right. Area code 214.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, yes, this is Cor.
Can you talk? I don't know if we're on speakerphone, but we're having, I mean, it's really echoey. So I want to really get the.
Oh. Okay, hang on. Let me take it off my earpiece.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay. Is that better?
It's a little bit better. What's your name again?
It's Cor.
How do you spell?
K-O-R.
Okay, and your birth date?
It's August 301973.
Okay. 31, 4. Got our master number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is your question?
Well, I was intrigued to find out what's coming up for me because things have kind of been going a little slow as far as getting clients or just the momentum, really. So I'm pretty much open
Okay.
To spirit.
What type of work do you do? Or do you want me to maybe don't tell us?
No.
Well, okay, tell us.
Yeah. No, I'm a healer.
I thought you were in that.
I did.
Okay.
Court, in terms of healing, I'm just curious. Do you deal with anything like stones, or do you have any instruments that you work with other than your hands?
Well, I started off that way, not so much with crystals, so I just used them more for myself, and then it was with little things like bird feathers, certain types of bird feathers, and at times about that nature, something would call out to be used. But otherwise, I kind of learned to incorporate everything around me as source and bring that infusion of its energy into the work rather than it physically. But sometimes it is pretty, you know, it's an experience to have it for a client.
Are you currently, single? I mean, non-married?
I'm married.
You're married? Huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, because the reason I'm asking is because your energy holds a strong 2 factor in your 8-3, which is 11-2.
And in her
and you have it in your first 2 numbers, and you have it in your first and last numbers, again, repeated. You also have an 11 in your year in 1973. That 11 is rooted to the second chakra, so I just was interested in knowing, in terms of some healers have ascribed themselves to a life of being single, and they just devote themselves to helping the world at large. Others are able to unionize it and balance it with a relationship. You have that 11 factor going on, so I was just interested in knowing.
Interesting.
Go ahead.
Because I did start off that way for the longest time. I was like, no, my work is my service. And then I realized I was just being a martyr, that I could allow love and that balance in. And it's been pretty beautiful once I came to that and was able to allow that.
Yeah, that's because of your matter of 4, your master number for the heart chakra. In regard to also to your karmic number of 31, which would have been approximately in the year 2002, when you would have had a change in life.
Can you validate that?
Yes, well, I was married before, and yes, when I hit 31 was when I realized in my previous marriage that I seriously wanted out, and it took about 6 years more before I had the courage.
Oh, wow. And so that relates to her broken 4-3-1.
And then that relates to your, approximately 6-7 years later, which would be around 37, which is your inverted year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in your journey of life right now. So what I'm connecting to, you know, there's a strong grounding chakra that I've got going with you. So the grounding chakra, of course, is the root chakra. We're involved in the home, which ideally would be that you might do your healing in your home, but also learn how to clear the energy. If you're not doing your healings in your home, or you're going out, or you have a location that you specify as where you do your dealings, there's a certain energy of homebound energy there as well. It could maybe karmic in essence. Where do you actually do your healing?
Basically can do it over the phone or at home, but
okay, so basically
I have been feeling
over the phone you're basically doing at home. So I expect that, you know, you're going to become 43 years old, so I suspect that your energy is going to be expanding. I think you're going to be getting a little bit more clientele, and there's going to be a little bit more in-depth healing going on as you approach 43 years old and go through that year. I think it's going to be from 43 to 44 that you receive a new energy going on. I wish I could talk more. We've got other callers. But what I'm getting in your background and connecting with you today, Cora, is that there's going, because you asked about what's in store for you, an expansion of your healing energies. It's going to increase right around August, and then from August to August, it's going to forever increase. There's going to be more clientele going on. I wish I could get into more energy. I just don't have time because I would get it more into the element of children with you. But maybe that's for another time.
Okay, Cora. Well, we appreciate your call. And if you haven't already done, you're very welcome. If you haven't already done so, do join us on Facebook and follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. 303. Who keeps, I hope we're able to keep 303 on the phone. You've kept dropping out. Hi.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Could you,
okay,
there's something playing in the background. Could you turn that off, please?
Yep, give me just a second. Sorry, is this any better?
That's better. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Shelby.
Hi, Shelby.
How are you guys today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Go ahead and give us your birth date, Shelby. Where are you calling from also?
Littleton, Colorado. And then my birth date is May 13th, 1991.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Sometimes I have bad service, so I have to just keep calling back in. So I apologize.
I know. I figured there was something going on with your phone, so I'm glad you're able to connect again. 29112, is that what you're getting?
Mm-hmm.
She is old.
24.
Yeah. Shelby, what brings you to the show?
Nothing in particular. I just was interested in hearing what you guys have to say. I mean, one of the questions I do have is around if and when I may have children and if there's any blocks or anything with that. I understand sometimes that's hard for you guys to read into, so I was just curious what you guys might have to say.
Well, I mean, it relates to her master number, too, second chakra.
Yeah. As far as having children, I believe you're going to have child. What you're in right now, Shelby, is a karmic journey. So the child essence may not happen, may not happen, not no pun on your month, but may not happen until you're 29.
Okay.
Now, you're 24 now, so that's funny because May is the fifth month, and I'm talking about the next 5 years. Can
mm-hmm.
you have a child within that time? Well, it's possible because your first three numbers are add up to 9, 5, 1, 3, and 9 is a sacred number for birth. It's a renewal number. And so there is a possibility that somewhere between 24 and 29, within the next 5 years, you're going to have a child. To answer your question, am I going to have a child? Yes, I believe you're going to have a child and possibly two. Possibly
that's good,
two.
Because I wanted to. I was hoping for a boy and a girl, and that's kind of what I've imagined for forever.
More than likely, you're going to have a boy and a girl. It's 3-4 energies for boy and girl, and your day has a 3 in it, but with the 1, it becomes a 4. So I think you probably will. I want you to know that somewhere in the cast of characters, one person that will be important to you will be named Diane. I don't know if you've ever known a Diane yet. If you haven't, then she's going to be coming up. If you have known Diane before, can you share that with me?
I really don't have anyone in my life that's named strictly Diane. I have an aunt named Diana, but I don't speak to her. So
that's probably, is that it?
Well, Diana is a form of the energy.
Diane.
And so for all general purposes, that's just a link within your family, and it's not a big deal. Don't worry. What's that?
Oh, I was just saying, sure. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
That it's a leak.
All I'm saying is that a Diane will appear before you have a child, and it may be a brief meeting. I'm not sure the intensity of the meeting, but you're going to encounter a Diane. So it's a signpost. When a Diane appears, a baby's not too far away. And I don't, you don't have to measure every Diane you meet. I'm not sure, where this is yet, because it's still vague in my mind, but it's a start of dialogue. But you will be having two children, I believe.
very cool.
Okay, Shelby. Well, thank you for your call.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, too. Bye-bye. So just a note on names that come up or details. A lot of times people will say, well, you know, that person isn't important to me. I'm not close to them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But in the context of a reading, that's very important information because it's a vibrational energy. So if it's just a passing person, oftentimes there will be something connected to that person or the time around, you know, the encounter that pertains directly to the subject matter being discussed.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, names, some there. It's strange, names, but names.
Events, all those types of things. Mm-hmm. They can be less obvious. You know, people always think a psychic's supposed to pick up, you know, every person that's close to you. But, you know, when you're getting into a vibration, things that aren't as commonly thought of to be significant are gonna come through in a reading.
And some of our more important meetings are very brief interruptions in our life.
Right.
And so you never know who that 10-minute encounter, right, what that may encounter. Sometimes it's a matter of life and death.
What is it? Yeah. I mean, who killed John Lennon?
Hinckley.
I mean, they only met for a moment, right? And that, mm-hmm, that was a very important encounter. So, okay. 513 is next. Then 951. Then 252. And then 914. So everybody's getting a reading. 513. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I hope you're doing well.
We are doing well. Thank you. Who's this?
My name is Christine.
Hi, Christine. Well, we have kind of a similar name, you and I. Is it C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E?
Yes.
People always call me Christine, but I'm Kristen. Sure, people get your name wrong, too. It's so difficult.
Oh, yeah. It's either Christy, Christine, Christina. Yeah, I've had it all.
Yeah. Strange, isn't it? Okay, what's your birthday, Christine?
June
25th, 1971. 31, 4. 31, 4. 6, 7, 8, 13, 23. Yes, 31, 4. I was adding a 9 to that. Okay, another 31, 4. Wow, and all our callers so far have had 31s. Shelby was born on the 13th. Funny. Mm-hmm. What's your question, Christine?
Just about maybe my higher self, if they have anything to say that can inspire me.
Oh, thank you for that question. Good one.
Well, let me ask you something. We were briefly bringing up the idea of children before. Have you ever in your life had any job working with children or anything with children?
Oh, yes, sir. I have 3 children. I have an older daughter, 26.
I'm sorry?
An 18. I have a 26-year-old, an 18-year-old, and a 17-year-old.
I'm sorry.
Cut out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have 3 children.
You have 3 children.
So you have 3 children. Yes. Yeah. The only thing I heard was 17-year-old when you were describing it. But you have 3 children.
Right.
Uh-huh. And
one 17 girl, 18 boy, and 26 a girl.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever work in any capacity in a job that had any related energy to children?
No, not necessarily, no.
Have you ever thought about writing?
Writing, yes, a lot.
Uh-huh. And so what you mean writing in terms of journal writing, self-reflective, something along that
actually
line.
Children's books, actually, I thought about because I have children, and I've had, you know, been through all of the younger years and quite getting into the older years, but I pretty much know their wavelength and their thought forms, so pretty much that would be nice, either that or novel books for fantasy.
Yeah. Got
See?
It.
Perfect.
Well,
you were right on.
Yeah. Well, Christine, I think if you're in terms of your question today, what I'm most connecting to is children's books, young adult books, fantasy writing, that whole gambit. That's what I feel part of your perhaps destiny is. As we gradually move into a higher aspect of your question, it would amount to the journey, at least intellectually, creatively, of writing children's books. And storytelling can be both mystical and spiritual and enlightening and entertaining. And I totally get it. So that's where I think you should be going, if you want my opinion.
Yeah. And yeah, I do. I did need kind of guidance that way a little bit too. But thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Take care.
Did you say something else? My higher self. Did he have anything to say, or did she?
Well, I think that was the message about the higher self.
Going on this journey.
Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, the higher self, Christine, is the latter. Towards your higher self, maybe looking at the corridor, the link of that is going to be in writing. So it may be that as you approach your higher energy, which, you know, we've already talked about the attributes of what the higher self are, faith and charity and understanding the journey beyond the body, which is something
right.
that you can do. But if you want your own personal tunnel to get there, it feels to me
right.
like there's some journey, creatively speaking, in the realm of literary energy.
And that will
novel
be the stepping
writing.
Stone to connecting with the higher self.
Yeah,
that's what,
that
something she
you.
Needs to do.
Well, of course,
right.
You
well,
know.
See, I journey a lot now. I journey a lot now within the realm. And it's just, you know, a real dark experience for me. I'd like to upbring it more, higher vibrational. It's just harder to get that into... the short time that I do have to meditate.
Well, the dark is, you know, Dante's Inferno. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the darkness of energy. There might be a reason why you're going down to those lower regions and encountering something, because we do have that duality of light and dark, and the world starts
right.
off formless and void and darkness. So there's something in that lower energy that you may be having to experience in order to perceive what light is all about. So they're combined. They're in a union. And I don't want to dissuade
right.
you from not exploring the darkness, but at the same time, it's got to be a
embrace
continual
process.
It. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, that's what I've been trying to do, is embrace it as much as possible. And I was hoping that I had progressed as well as, you know, that she was happy with me at least. So I'm
yeah.
glad she's happy with me.
All right. Well,
Christine, let us know how it progresses.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate your call.
All right. Thank you. And you'll hear from me again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay, 951, and this is Nathaniel.
Hi.
Hey, Nathaniel.
How are you?
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hey, it's been a long time.
Yeah, Prince's passing has brought us together.
I know, it's very, I don't know why. You know, John Denver's death, people are going to laugh that I was John Denver's fan, but that was one of the biggest impacts on me, and this has impacted me. Definitely. Whitney Houston's another one that was hard, but, you know, they really were wonderful contributors to art, in my opinion.
There sure has been a lot this year. What do you contribute to all the passings this year? Maybe 30 people?
Oh, yeah. Did David Bowie and Glenn Fryer, a couple of them. Was David Bowie this year, or was he in 2015?
I think he was right on his birthday. He released the thing on January 8th, his birthday, the day of the Big
Bang. Yeah, so it was right at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Who I love also. I love David Bowie. But, you know, I discovered his music later.
So it was,
yeah, a lot of our original thinkers, a lot of the people who penetrate and create new frontiers for us and probe into the deeper aspects of the psyche and express it, a lot of them have short lives. You know, they're burning flames that visit the planet and then they're gone, but they leave a legacy. And you know, it's back in, since the beginning of time, Nathaniel, that some of our best human beings visit the planet, but for a brief moment, and it's all within a twinkling of an eye, so to speak. But so we have to appreciate the every day we have and put into it as much as we can, because our days are numbered. Whether we live to be 90 and have a wasted life, or we live to be 50 and have a life that impacts the entire planet, it's all relative, you know.
Yep.
Did you have a personal question today?
Well, I'm hoping to move and get a car here and a job, so I've really been getting ready to move, you know, and stuff. So I'm kind of like really cleaning up the house. So I've applied, put a couple applications out, but not
good for
yet.
You. Good for you.
And I've looked for cars. I've kind of got it down to maybe I want to get a Kia Soul because it's a smaller car. You can have some cargo space, and you know, it may be lower cost. It seems like it might be a good car.
Yeah.
So I don't.
I mean, it rings true to me. I think that would be a good choice for you. You know, if you're looking for, Chris and I would certainly put out energy that the right car lands in your world.
Driveway.
Yeah, the right car is coming to me, you know, as rapidly as possible.
Yeah, because you're about, you know, you're starting off on a new journey. I mean, you're born the same year as Prince.
No,
you know, he was born. He was born actually a year before me. I was born in 57. But I know a friend that was born the same day, the same year as Prince.
He was 58 actually, Nathaniel.
He
was 58, born in 58, but he was 57 when he died. Which I have something to point out about his birthday to you, because he was a month away from his 58th birthday, and there it is.
Yeah.
And then going backwards, he has a 57, but I'll point that out to you.
You were born the same. Your year of birth is how old he was when he died. But we're not comparing you to. We're not trying to.
I'm going to be 59 in a week, so he was going to be 58 in a month.
Yeah.
So he was born in 58, and I was born.
Yeah, he was born in 58.
He was born in 58, but
he
was born in 57.
So he's born the year after you.
Yeah. But I had a roommate that was born the same day and the same year. He was born the day of the Entertainer.
6'7".
Born the day of the Entertainer, yeah. Same as Tom Jones.
Tom Jones? He and Tom Jones shared the same.
Tom Jones was born the same day, June 7th, yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. We should look that up to see who else was born on that day.
Well, I think you're starting, you know, you're beginning a journey, Nathaniel, and the car, cars are important in journeys. I do believe that. You're on the road. It's a whole energy.
On the road.
Yeah.
Really
not Kerouac.
We're in different departments. The writer and the musician.
Yeah, but yeah, we're going to put out energy that you get that car as soon as possible and begin this new exciting journey for yourself. We'd love to see you touch base with us again and tell us how it's progressing.
Yeah.
Okay, Nathaniel. Yeah, keep in touch.
Sweet. Thank you both very much. Have a great weekend.
You're so welcome, Nathaniel. Thank you. You have a great weekend, too.
Bye.
Keep listening to Prince. I have been. So,
yeah,
that's funny. I say on the road again, Willie Nelson. You say Jack Kerouac. Well, I guess that is the defining factor between us here.
Yeah.
Okay. 914 is our next. And I'm sorry, 252 and then 914. Hello, 252. Who's this?
Hi, this is Keisha.
Oh, hey, Keisha. How are you? Can you give us your birth date again, please?
12977.
What's going on?
Can I just have a general reading, whatever you pick up?
Sure.
36, 9.
A general reading, yes. That's right.
36.9. And she is, what is she? Nine?
She's
39. Well, you're 3 years away, 3 years since your karma worked its way into a higher. You got 2 sevens, which is going to be perhaps a union coming up. Your master number is 9, which means that your journey, you're in the midst of a journey between now and the age of 45. But I've got two energies, 2 sevens to deal with, which means that there is an approaching relationship. If you're in a relationship now, another one's approaching. And if you're not in one, then a significant relationship is approaching. That doesn't mean that the relationship you're in now is going to be disrupted by any approaching relationship, but there is a general attitude that a new relationship is coming in.
Okay.
Now, that relationship is surrounding itself somewhat around the theme of travel. So do you have, you may not have any immediate plans to travel yet, but let's ask the question, do you have any plans to travel within the next 4 or 5 months?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, where are you going?
Huh?
Where are you going?
Somewhere out west. I don't know where I'm going. All I know is I got to go. I'm going somewhere.
Well, now we got Jack Kerouac and Willie Nelson.
That's right.
Those are the two people you're going to meet. okay, so you're
that
going
wouldn't
out,
be such a bad thing, actually.
You're going out west. Well, you're going to encounter, in the west journey, you're going to encounter elements of your heart. There's going to be a heart connection to where you're going. And whatever you encounter, for whatever reasons you're going, the impact is going to be a heartbeat. It's going to be something that connects to your heart. So there's going to be some element of emotion, and it might bring tears to your eyes, but good tears. There's a connection that you're going to be experiencing. I also want you to be aware of the, not that I'm going to implant a thought in your head so you're looking everywhere for it, but there's going to be a renewal, a kind of visual energy of bees and honey. So
yes,
somewhere
that's what I've been eating, raw honey for the past month.
Well,
raw
what,
honey. I don't even know why, but I've been eating raw, unrefined honey. Yeah.
Well, that's good because, you know, I'm feeling a strong angelic energy communicating with me. So the idea of the honey and your validation of it is suggesting that there's some bridge of communication between me and this higher energy that's sharing something with you today that is putting you on a path of enlightenment. So continue to eat the honey, travel to the west. You're going to have an experience of the heart, and it's going to bring you more in focus with the balance of your life.
Okay.
Well, all right, Kiso. Well, I'm drinking honey in my tea right now.
Okay,
so
there you go. See?
We're on the same page.
More raw honey is healthy for you. Yeah, rising
really
your vibration. Okay.
Yes. Okay, thanks, Keisha. Take
all
care.
Right. You have a great day. All right.
You too.
Bye.
Yeah,
well,
you know, we should remind everybody to worship bees. You know,
yeah, because
bees,
they are important for our environment. We need
they
bees.
Are.
We need bees.
Don't kill
thank
them.
For the, thank God for the beekeepers.
Send them good energy.
Yeah. Neil saves bees all the time. So, okay. And in fact, we encountered a paper wasp the other day who was actually interacting with us. Not aggressive whatsoever.
No. They recognize faces.
Yeah.
Paper wasps actually recognize faces. They know who you are. They can see you and they recognize you if they come around you enough.
Yeah. Okay. Our friend, the paper wasp. We could write a children's book. 914. Who's this?
That'd be a waste of paper.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we can hardly hear you.
Okay, hold on, because it's probably the service in my house. Can you hear me now?
That's better, yes.
Let me walk
Who's
away.
This?
This is Victoria. How are you?
Good. How are you? Victoria, where are you calling from?
New York.
Queen Victoria.
Thank you. Yesterday?
90 years old.
Yeah, but she's not queen. She's Queen Elizabeth. But anyway, same lineage. What is your birthday, Victoria? Huh?
What? You said Queen Elizabeth. I'm like, same thing.
Yeah, I think Victoria, was there a, that's Canada,
Victoria.
Right?
She was earlier.
What's your birthday, Victoria? 1-18-72. 1-18-72, already. 29-11-2, What is going on? What's your question?
No,
oh, actually, I was calling... I was going about my sister, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure. What's her birthday?
I was asking, her birthday is September 6,
1981. 81. And what's your question? 1525.
She actually called me today, and she just lost her job. And she's my younger sister, so I always worry about her.
Sure.
And I was just wondering if you see a job. She doesn't even know I'm calling. I'm just, you know, I'm trying to figure out the best options for her. I was actually going to give her my job that I have to help her out, but I don't know if that's the right thing to do. I just wanted to know if you see anything, any jobs coming up for her.
Well, okay. you know, Victoria, you're...
She got
your
laid
master,
off today.
Yeah. Her master number is 7 and yours is 2, which is the year you were born. So there's a strong link between the two of you. Aside from the bloodline. And now, real quickly, who around you ever worked in a doctor's office? Eyes, mouth, teeth, anybody?
My sister, Diana, she's not a doctor, but she is how do you call that? She's a therapist, and I keep forgetting the certain therapist that she is. She works with mouth and nose and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, then I'm predicting with that validation on the center there your sister 9681 is going to be getting a job really soon. It's not going to be that long.
Fantastic.
There's a karmic energy that occurred to prompt her to lose this job today. But don't worry. Because
I thought so too.
It's a blessing in disguise. Yeah.
That's what I told her. But I'm her sister, and she thinks, you know, I'm just going to tell her things to make her feel better. And I'm trying to explain. It's just like a karmic thing, and it's actually a blessing in disguise. But, you know, I'm her sister. She's not going to really take what I say to heart.
Well, don't worry. Just keep your energy in alignment with those thoughts, and she won't be out of work soon. What job do you have right now?
Oh, I'm just, it's like a private work that I do. Like, I'll take care of people with dementia, Alzheimer's, things like that. And I just do things with them. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
oh,
you're, in the realm
with them.
Of, you're in the realm of nursing, so to speak, helping. So,
I didn't think of that.
What was that, Victoria?
I didn't think of that. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
About
more people that should be doing this.
Yeah,
for sure. But
it's amazing.
Did you say?
It's amazing working with them. It's simply amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did that work briefly in earlier in my life. So I understand. And that's great, Victoria. But it's all in the line. Oh,
that's right. I remember that job you had. I worked in a facility too, actually.
Yeah.
For older people.
Yeah.
At one point.
So it's all in the line alignment of the area that we're covering. And so it's a good sign.
Okay, Victoria. Well, we appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too, and good luck to you and your sister too, okay? We'll be putting out...
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And if you haven't already done so, callers and listeners, she was saying she appreciates that. You're welcome, of course. If Victoria hasn't done so, She can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio, and she can also join us on Facebook or Twitter. We have time for one more caller. We've got two people that came in. They look like they almost have the same phone number, but 845-391 is the last caller we're taking today. Who's this?
Maria.
Hi, Maria.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. Good.
Good. Give us your birth date, please.
9/23/85.
Maybe 7/10/1. Okay. What's your question, Maria?
I actually just wanted to know, I'm currently in a bad marriage, so I just wanted to see, I guess, if there was any messages for me coming through as far
as... Quick birth date. Can we get a birth date of your husband?
Yes. It's 10/31/76.
He's going to be born in October. 76?
Yes.
15, 13. He's a 28/10/1. They're the same master number, but different karmic numbers.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, some what of a mess. Your days, you're entwined by this guy by karma. So the karma element between you and your husband is firm and solid. So that's why you married him. Karma demanded it. Past life.
Okay.
What gets messy here is that the likelihood of divorce is stronger than the union sustaining itself. So
okay.
I don't want to promote a divorce, but
no, I've actually made up, like, I've made that decision already. I'm just, you know, actually doing it. That's actually what's, you know, because there's children involved and it's, you know, it's never easy, no matter how bad it is, so.
Yeah, it's a process for sure. And then with kids, it makes it more time consuming. It's a longer process.
Well, I can say that as you move forward, you're 30 years old. The next 7 years, that might be rough for you, but believe it or not, the next 7 years, things are going to improve. There's going to be some challenges there. But I think once you get past all this, Maria, you're going to find a new breath of life and a different journey, and you're going to experience things that you wouldn't have experienced otherwise, including relationship, when that is appropriate. And it's going to be a good journey. I mean, as you get between now and 37, you're going to find ups and downs, but progressively speaking, it's going to get better.
Okay.
And somewhere down, you know, we were talking to Nathaniel before, somewhere down
the line, by the way.
You're going to be getting a new car too. I see a new vehicle coming because something doesn't seem right about a car with you at the moment.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, Maria. Well, you're invited to stay connected with us. You can call back on another show. We're running out of time. We just got the 90-second warning, but we're back on the air Wednesday, and you can also contact Neil at 562-596-7818. If you have further discussion than the radio can allow for. But we appreciate your call.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I hope it helps. And we are back on the air on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, back to the regular time. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Bye-bye.